The three men were friends who met each year in the 1990s for a feast which often included deer and elk meat from regions where CWD has been endemic for decades. Two of them may have died from a disease caused by mutant proteins not unlike those which cause CWD. The third died of a similar brain ailment. A researcher with the National Institutes of Health has been able to prove diseased deer proteins can convert human proteins to a toxic form. Human proteins are less susceptible, but it would indicate infection is possible. Federal and Wisconsin state investigators want to know if the meat killed the men. No one's been able to prove CWD can make the leap from deer to people. It took years to determine people could get sick from eating beef tainted with mad cow disease. Some doctors say it could take as long or longer to prove CWD can affect people. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Terry Bell.